Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Lilydale Radio. As soon as somebody joins me on Facebook, I need you to tell me if you can hear me, because I'm trying a new microphone tonight and see if it's a little better sound. But I do want to thank everybody for watching and listening today. We have a good show planned as usual. Serena, I see you're watching on Facebook. Tell me if you can hear me, because I have a new microphone and I'm not sure it's working. So somebody let me know if my microphone is working. That would be awesome. I tested it and it said it was working, but yes, awesome. Somebody can hear me. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you, Serena. Oh, good, because I wasn't sure I had it right. So I do want to check that. So thank you so much for your help already. So we are here with Lilydale Radio, and I'm Colleen VanderZeiden, a registered medium at Lilydale. I'm also a certified life coach, and you know, as a medium, we connect in with our loved ones on the other side, and as a life coach, I just basically help people handle their problems. One of my, thank you, Mac, thank you. Thank you, Charity, too. Thank you. One of my clients today asked me what a life coach did. And I said, well, basically, whatever you have going on in your life, I help you come up with strategies to handle it so that you're not as stressed out. Seems to me we have a lot of people who are really stressed out these days. There's so much going on, and we seem to have many problems, and sometimes they're overwhelming. So this is what I do. And for the Lilydale Show here, the name of the show is called Embracing Your Essence, and it's all about you, who you are. And you know I love to talk about that. You know that my theme is all about you reclaiming your power so you can change your life, live the life you want to have. But I do, of course, want to talk about the preseason things at Lilydale Assembly, because the time is running out for these preseason things. The season is actually starting on June 20th, 21st. And then we'll be in full swing, but we still have things going on right now. So this upcoming weekend is Heaven is Unfolding on Earth by Dr. Stan Kentz. It's on the 24th and the 25th, and that will be fun to go to and check out. Hello, Julie. Nice to see you all. And next weekend, I'm doing my Healing Immersion weekend. So on Friday night, I'm going to be doing a Healing Basics class, but it's not really a basics class because I'm assuming people will know some things. So we'll just be talking about different ways to access healing energy. We'll be doing some exercises. And on Saturday, we'll be doing exercises to amplify healing techniques. And I have a whole bunch of them to really make it work, to have the energy come through very clearly for you. And then on Sunday, we'll be doing color and sound healing. So something that you can definitely use. Hi, Susan. Hi, Ray. Nice to see you all. And then on June 8th, we have Reiki Level 1 with Teresa Schaefer. And that is also the preseason summer kickoff. And I do want to talk about that in case you haven't heard about it yet. On Friday night, there's going to be a Hawaiian-themed beach party. How fun will that be? That will be on June 7th. And then on the 8th, there's going to be yoga, the Reiki class. There is going to be a healing service at the Octagon building, okay, a little bit different. So the Octagon building, then there's going to be an outdoor mediumship service at 1 o'clock. That's exciting. And then 2:30, we have facial yoga, Ayurvedic facial yoga. And then there's going to be a nature walk later in the day, and then a comedy variety show that night. And then on Sunday, a chakras class, chakras from the Eastern perspective. And that's the pre-summer kickoff, June 7th through the 9th. So you can go to lilydaleassembly.org and find out about everything. There's so much going on. I was at Lilydale today doing some readings, and it's just so nice to be back over there more frequently and check everything out, because the energy is still great. So you can go there, check that. What else do I have to tell you? I think that's about it. So tonight's topic is about living and unlimited life. And it was an interesting little topic for me, because I started thinking about how we get stuck in our heads. Something happens in our lives, we get stuck in our heads, and we sometimes can't see a way out, you know, and sometimes we don't even realize that we are living an unlimited life. or we are living a limited life. We don't even know. We're just not consciously aware of things. When I think about living an unlimited life, I think about how I would feel like that. Things wouldn't bother me as much. I would feel if I were living an unlimited life, I wouldn't get stuck in emotions when something bad happens, that I would be living my life with enthusiasm and passion, and I would be feeling good and confident. Thank you, everybody, for watching and for tuning in on Blog Talk as well. And when I think about this, you know, living an unlimited life, it gives me a feeling of openness, and it gives me a feeling of being able to do anything I wanted to do, no matter what's going on with our problems, okay? And as I think about that, too, I wonder what does get in our way, what stops us from living that unlimited life that we're actually supposed to be living here, excuse me. And what it is we give our power away. We give it away to all sorts of things. We might give our power away to fear. You know, these days, we live in a culture of fear. There's so much that is fear-based. Something happens and we always go for the worst. In society, it's prevalent that we're looking at the worst of things. So when we're living in a culture of fear, and it's a natural habit for us to get into fear, we don't even know sometimes that that's how we're living. A long time ago, I remember somebody said there are only two things here. We had love or we had fear. And I remember thinking to myself, well, that's interesting. And I wasn't so sure about what they meant. But I get it now that when we are operating out of love, we're operating out of all sorts of positive emotions, of course, but we're in the flow of who we really are. And who we really are is a being of love. Whenever we have anything else going on that's not love-based, we are operating out of fear. And I did check this because I started thinking, really, is everything fear-based that's not love-based? And I'm believing it really is, because when we have our problems in life, our own personal problems, there's usually a fear attached to that. You know, we might fear what could happen. We fear the unknown. We fear uncertainty. We fear ourselves, who we are, whether we're good enough. We might give our power away to other people. And that's, we're doing that because we have a fear of how we're interacting with other people. We might be the people pleasers. You know, we're trying to avoid criticism. So we have a fear of being criticized, a fear of being judged. We have a fear of being looked at in any way that we are not the best person. And that's perfectly normal, perfectly natural. I believe that the vast majority of us have some kind of a part inside us that is that feeling that we're not good enough. And it comes out in many, many different ways. And it seems to me there are so many people who are suffering from a various form of not being good enough. Out of these fears can come limited beliefs. We don't believe we deserve things. We don't believe we're worthy. We don't believe we can achieve our goals. We don't believe this. We don't believe that. These things are all forms of fear, and every single one of these things limits us. It's limiting the expression of who we are, and it's limiting how we live our lives. When I thought of doing this topic a few days ago, I started kind of just watching myself, because you know how much I love to do that and find out where I'm failing or where I'm doing well or what I can do to change something. And I started thinking about quite some time ago when I was performing a violinist. I was performing. And of course, naturally, when we're performing in front of people, almost everybody gets some form of stage fright. You get nervous, and when you're playing the violin, what happens is your bow bounces. So we're playing like this, and then all of a sudden the bow just starts going like this, and it'll start bouncing, which our solution is never a good one because we try to press down harder on the bow, which only makes it worse. So I was thinking about an experience I had where I performed in front of the string department. So this is when I was in an undergraduate school, so it was a long time ago. And we would perform regularly for each other. It was part of our requirements. So I was performing in front of everyone, and I didn't bring my music with me because I had the piece memorized. So I didn't need to worry about it. I was very confident. I was fine. And then I stood up in front of everybody and played the first note, and I could not remember any other notes. I couldn't remember the second note. I couldn't remember the third note. I didn't have the music. I didn't even have it in the room because I didn't need it. And no one else had a copy of the piece I was playing. So that was dreadful. It was just dreadful. So after that experience, as you can imagine, I was freaking out because I was going to have to perform again. And I remember my teacher saying to me in his German accent, "So what happened here?" And I was like, "I don't know." And he said that I just didn't know the music well enough. So now, though, I've got to perform it again because I didn't perform it. So I have to perform it. And so I practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced and practiced. I'd play in front of anybody who walked by my room. I'd like, "Come in here and listen to me." Anybody. So I was trying to lessen some of that fear that I had. And that fear was still there when I had to perform again next time. Now, of course, next time I brought my music, so I wasn't stupid. I did bring it. But I did play it without the music. So I got up there and you could see everybody in the audience is looking at me. And there's kind of this look on their face like, "Oh no, oh no, what's going to happen? Oh no," you know, and you could feel their concern coming at me. And so, but I did it. I played the piece and I played it well. And everyone was relieved after, including the audience and me. But an interesting thing with fear is if you let it stop you, it will limit you. It will limit everything about you. It limits who you are. It limits your abilities to take action. It limits your ability to move through the fear. Sometimes we'll have fear and we can't get rid of it. We can't transform it, but we can work through it and confront it anyway. And every time we do that, we confront this fear, we work through the fear, we regain our power. We reclaim it back. So what I want to talk about this, obviously, so how fear stops us from living. And I'm actually going to give a couple of ideas of how you can move through the fear. This, when it stops us from living, we can become hopeless. If you've ever been in a state of hopelessness where you feel like nothing is ever going to change, it's a fear of what's happening around you. It's a fear of possibilities that could be happening. We have that fear of rejection that I talked about before because we don't want to be judged. We don't want to be criticized because it hurts. So what happens with that, though, is we don't express ourselves authentically. And when we don't express ourselves authentically, we're limiting who we are and, again, how we live our lives. We lose our connection to ourselves when we let fear stop us. Okay, so I'm just going to take a pause for a moment to tell you what the number is. I will be talking for a few more minutes because you know me. I usually talk for at least 25 minutes. But the number, if you want to call in, is 818-739-8818. And I'll do it again, 818-739-8818. And you can call in for a few reasons. You can call in if you want to talk about this, the topic of today, unlimited living. You can call in if you have a problem in your life and you're looking for some guidance. That would be spiritual guidance, intuitive guidance, life coaching, that kind of thing. Not necessarily psychic, where I'm going to tell you what's going to happen because we don't know that that's going to happen. Even if I feel it, I usually say to people, "Okay, I feel this, but you are the one that's going to create that. So you do with it what you want." You can call in if you have questions about all sorts of things, you know, metaphysics, readings, mediumship, coaching, whatever you want to talk about, healing, energy, all of that. So you can call in for a few reasons. And we do the brief mediumship readings as well. So that's for the reasons to call in. So when we are in this state where we are limited because of fear getting in our way, we feel helpless, hopeless. Maybe we compare ourselves with other people. And then that makes us feel badly. And we change our behaviors because we feel like we should be doing something else rather than listening to ourselves and doing what's true to us. And when we avoid doing things, maybe we avoid things that are cause discomfort, you know, taking risks, speaking up, saying what you want, being authentic, being vulnerable. Lots of times we don't want to be vulnerable because we don't want people to know that we're vulnerable, that we might be weak. You know, sometimes being vulnerable can be perceived as being weak. My feeling is being authentic, and we should do that. Michelle is saying her fear is masking procrastination. Yes, procrastination, one of our favorites, isn't it? Yeah, if we don't get to it, then we won't fail or we won't be judged or things like that. Perfectionism, and you know, I had a little bit of that. Perfectionism is a sign of a fear as well, because we don't get things finished because it won't be perfect. So that's something too. But all of these things limit the expression of who we are, and it limits how we live our lives. But fear is awesome, because within fear, there is a gift. There is a blessing within fear, because what does fear do? Fear keeps us safe. It keeps us protected. So that's a positive thing that fear can do. Now, of course, I'm not talking about fear if a lion is after you. That's another kind of fear. I'm talking about fear in our everyday lives that shows up and affects how we live, that kind of thing. So fear is great because it does keep us safe. It does keep protected. But if we're willing to look at our fears, to be vulnerable, to be open to learning about them, these fears can lead us to who we really are if we can get into it and really experience it. It's fear can be, as long as you don't go, okay, I'm scared of this and I'm really scared of it and I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to stick it over here and leave it there. If you do that, fear is not going to help you. Okay, it's just going to keep you limited, going to keep you small. But if you're willing and you're open, you can use your fear. Let's see, Janet. Hi, Janet. Nice to see you. Everything you want lies on the other side of fear. I try to remind myself of that every day. Yes, because once you move through the fear, and that doesn't mean you're going to totally get rid of it, but once you move through the fear, you are back in your power and you'll know it. Even though it was scary, whatever you did, you're feeling like you again. And the more times you're open and willing to move through this, the stronger your power will get, okay? This, you'll feel accomplished, you'll feel satisfied, you'll feel like you. And when you do that, you're moving into that unlimited life where you're not letting your fears stop you from creating the life you want to have. So how do you move into this unlimited life where you're not stuck in your fears, but you can use your fears? The first thing, though, is very important, is to decide that you want to live an unlimited life. You have to decide you want it. We're all very good at avoiding. We're all very good at ignoring, denying, sweeping under the rug, just, I don't want to do that. I don't want to say that because, and we all do it. Everybody does it. But when you wake up and you start wanting to live a really great life, the life you really deserve, the life where you can do what you want, where you're happy, you're empowered, all of those things. When you decide that's what you really want, you'll be willing to do pretty much anything to move through the crap and get there. You'll be willing to face the dark side of yourself. You'll be willing to go, you know what? I know it's going to be okay. I just have to do this. And when you do that, you'll honestly step into your fear. You won't hide. You won't ignore. You'll really get into it like you're supposed to. Sometimes people will say, I worked on this. It's done. It's all great. I can do it. I got rid of that fear. It's all good. There's different layers, so you don't want to be too superficial when you work through this stuff. You want to use your power to work through the fears, to understand where they're coming from, why they're here, rather than using your power to hide, ignore, or deny. You want to use your power to be in control of your life. Now, I'm not saying that you can control everything in your life. I'm saying you're making conscious choices towards the life you want to have, that kind of control. So we create our fears. You know this, I'm sure. And if you don't, now you do. You create your fears. When you're scared of something, whether it's a big fear, a little fear, when you stop yourself from doing something, there is a fear. In our heads, we go crazy in our heads and we get stuck in there. But if you know you're creating your fear, that means you can uncreate that fear. You can change it. Rather than imagining the worst outcome, this could happen, this might happen, and we exaggerate, catastrophize things. Rather than that, you'll be able to say, no, I'm not going that way. You're going to make a choice to look at things from a different angle. So once you decide that you want to live an unlimited life, that you're willing to look at your fears, you'll be able to look at what's happening in your life and make a different decision. It's just a matter of deciding, because it will be in your mind. You've made that commitment to yourself. These days, and part of it is I'm getting older, I'm feeling a sense of urgency to live life as fully and completely as possible. I don't want to waste time on things that I don't think are important anymore. I just don't want to. I don't want to waste time with people who aren't kind and caring, or people who aren't really willing to look beyond their limited perspectives. And I'm not saying that if you're stuck in something, I don't want to talk to you. I'm saying people who are so stuck in these things that they take it out on other people and they blame other people for things rather than taking responsibility for their lives. We don't have as much time as we think we have before we're going to pass over. And I'm not saying anything soon about anybody, but you know how fast life goes. Have you noticed that it just seems to be speeding up and speeding up? So we do want to make sure that we're doing what we want to be doing. And this is one way to get there. I'm going to see what she's said here. I've been pushed to situations left and right to embrace and release my dark side. I had a constant fear of speaking my mind, and it came out as anger. Now that I'm, oh, hold on, let me see if I can click on this and not do something weird to the screen. Oh, good, it worked. Position of receiving help, I recognize that I'm being tested by having the things that would normally set me off being in my face. Oh, how clever, yes. I now know to say, nope, I am not going to react. However, here is my point of view. Perfect. And that is such a good point, because these things, our purpose in life is to grow, learn, to have the best life. And part of that is growing and learning. So these lessons that we have to have as we're learning to face our fears, to understand our fears, they will keep coming back. And just like she's saying there, that we have to understand that they're there for a reason. So, and here, you know, she's saying things like, I'm not going to react, but I'm going to give you my point of view. So we want to do that, you know, and just understand it. Once you make the decision, it helps. Now the next thing you want to do, so just making the decisions first. The second thing is to discover your fear. You can easily think of an area you're stalled. Something's not happened. So something externally, it doesn't have to be an internal thing, but an external thing. Okay, hold on. I got to see what Sue says. You really have helped me through a lot, trying to decide if I should go back to college and follow my heart to become a nurse and change my complete career. Oh, follow your heart, baby. Follow your heart. If that's what you want to do, you got to do it. Somebody actually asked the other day if it was too old, like what age was too old to go back to college? And it was in some group I'm in on Facebook. And I saw that and I was like, there is never an age that's too old to go back to college. Why would we limit ourselves with something like this? Why would we do that? And so, yeah, do whatever you want. If it's your dream, go for it. So you want to think about what's stopping you. So, you know, an external event, you know, okay, you know, I've been writing a book, right? Well, I got waylaid as I was working on my online course now, because they're connected. And so I wanted to make sure people like my online course before I did my book, blah, blah, blah. But I've been talking about writing a book as long as my daughter can remember. She's 23. Okay. So when I think about this, I want to write a book, but it's always followed by a but. And when we have the but, that tells you where your fear is. So you take the but. What does it mean about you as a person? LaRonda's saying, I feel like I'm always around people that don't appreciate me. My boss being a recent one. I don't know what that means. It's probably a typo. Yeah, you know, and when, okay, now that's a perfect example. Actually, let's go into that for a minute. So if we think people don't appreciate us, and they may not, okay, but it's a different but, we need to live our lives for us. We need to be true to ourselves. So you can't change what somebody else thinks about you. You can't. It's impossible. You can't change how they react to you. The only thing you can change is your perception. So if you feel people don't appreciate you, there's some belief you have in yourself that tells you you are not worthy of being appreciated. It's a hidden belief in there. You may not even know you have it. But if you feel that way, that's something to consider. I told my husband, what am I missing? What do I have to learn? Yes. Yes, we, and it may be that, it may very well be that you need to recognize that there's a part of you that you don't love about yourself, where you feel you're not worthy of being appreciated. You're not worthy of being liked or loved or whatever. So that's always something to look at. Whenever I start getting a feeling that somebody doesn't like me or this or that, I always have to turn it around back to myself and go, what is it that I'm believing? I may not know it, so I have to kind of, I got to be really open to this. What is it I could possibly believe that I could be somehow projecting onto other people or taking their reactions, their actions, their behaviors personally? What am I doing that I'm taking that personally? How am I not secure in my power? So these are things to consider. And when you're, you know, if you have that dream and you have the other but, I want something, 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 but, and you have an excuse or a reason why. I would be happy, but people don't like me. I would like to go on this trip, but I want to write my book, but I'm afraid what people will think of me. I want to this, but, you know. So that's a sign to the belief that you might have inside. What is it that we're afraid to admit to ourselves? What is it? There's always something in there. And you could ask yourself that. You know, you could have a little meditation time where you sit down and you go, what is it I'm afraid to know about myself? What is it I'm afraid to admit? Is it that I truly believe I am not worthy, I'm not good enough? Is it that? And then what you do with that, you're welcome, Lorenda. And then what you do with that is you sit with it. You sit there instead of saying, oh, no, that's not true. No, 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 that's not true, and push it away. Or go, no, I'm good enough, and just do it. No, you sit in it. You go in that emotion. You say, I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. I'm not good enough. And what will happen, and I know some of you are probably going, this doesn't make sense, but it does make sense. Because what's going to happen is that you're connecting to that belief that's wrong, and you're connecting to that fear that somehow you're not good enough, and you're facing it. That's what's happening. You're going to face it. It's going to come up. You may have an emotional reaction where you truly believe that you are not good enough, and you're going to cry, whatever it is, and yell or whatever. If you do this right, you are going to have a reaction. You will. And when that happens, though, you have that emotional reaction, you'll get through the emotional reaction. And then you're on the other side of it, okay? Now you faced the fear. You faced it. And then you'll find out it's not true. You'll know it's not true. It's not just that you'll go, oh, it's not true. You'll know it's not true. You'll find times where you were good enough. You'll find times that you value yourself and you really don't care what somebody else thinks of you, you know? So we want to figure this out. You know, we have these hidden beliefs. They're in there and we don't even know. They come from so long ago and we just don't know they're there, but they influence us. And that's what's creating our fears, okay? And that, again, is creating that limited life, the limited expression of who we are. So if you're willing to do it, to step into it, and I mean step into it, you might be surprised at what you find. Because when you look at your fear of not being good enough or however it manifests for you, you'll recognize it isn't true. And just knowing that makes it easier to handle the fears. So now, you've worked through a little bit. You've discovered some fears. You've discovered what it is. You've discovered you might have a hidden belief. This is a lot of what I did in my online course, too. So there's a lot of these exercises in there to discover who you are, to get past those fears and the limited beliefs. So I talk about this in my course. So what happens next is to figure out how this keeps you limited. Okay, we talked a little bit earlier about procrastination. Okay, so that's how you're responding to the fear is procrastination or perfectionism. You know, sometimes we avoid things, we whine, we complain, we're paralyzed, we don't take any action at all, we just don't do anything, or we overreact, we just react quickly and we blame and we get mad at people when maybe we shouldn't be. We feel badly, so we blame it on somebody else when really we have the control to decide how we want to react, how we want to feel. So you might put yourself down too. That's a sign of a fear. So what you've got to do, identify the fear and then understand how it comes out in you, because we can't change anything if you don't take action. You have to take action. You've got to change in here. Okay. You've got to get it open in here. You've got to be willing to learn. You've got to be willing to grow. That shift begins it, but then you've got to take some action. Sometimes action is doing nothing. Sometimes action is taking action, taking a step. But when you understand how it shows up and limits you, you'll understand how to respond in a different way. You'll do a different conscious response. So you want to make a plan. If you tend to whine and complain about other people or situations, you just talk, and there's no action towards changing something, your action would be to stop doing it. Just stop whining and complaining. Make a decision. I'm not going to whine and I'm not going to complain, whatever it is. You just stop. So every time you start to complain, you'll stop yourself. I did that. I've done it a few times because I could get caught up in that trap too. But complaining is, it's like taking your energy and just flushing it down the toilet. It's not doing anything. Okay, complaining does nothing. So you have to consciously change it. You have to do that. You've got to make a plan. If you have crazy brain, and crazy brain is when you have thoughts running in your head over and over and over, you can't get out of that cycle, that loop. You repeat the story of how you were wronged or how your life is horrible or whatever it is. You've got to plan ahead and come up with something that's going to change it. I always tell people to come up with an alternative. It can be a mantra, an affirmation, an intention, an inspirational quote. You can find something from the Bible about, you know, the power or whatever that's out there. So you've got to come up with an alternative, and you've got to plan it ahead of time. So if you get stuck in that up here, people don't like me, people don't like me, people don't like me, I love myself, I am worthy of love. That's a great one. So if you have that negative thought pattern going in your head, use a positive affirmation. I love myself. I am worthy of love. And you say it over and over and over until that other thought has left your mind. You may have to say it 100 times, but you just do it. It's a habit. To break a habit, you've got to take action. And you've got to stick with it. Okay, it's not a miracle thing where you're going to fix it in 2 seconds. You've got to make the conscious commitment. So if you put yourself down, that's something you could do, a positive statement about yourself. Let's see, I'm going to read here again. This is a reflection of him, not you, love. When others put you down, it is because they are not happy with something in them. Oh, that is so true. Yes, yes, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. So when someone is getting on your case or whatever, it is them. So you've got to be strong inside so you can handle it. If they bother you, it's because there's something inside you that needs to shift, okay? Anytime anyone bothers you, something inside of you has to shift. This is not to say that there's not jerks out there who are mean, horrible people. They're just jerks. But you always have the control of what you're going to respond, how you're going to respond, what you're going to say. You have the control. If you can recognize that, yes, it is their issue, it's a lot easier to go, sorry, not listening to you, okay? So you kind of separate that off. Now, to take action, and that's my final step here, is to take action. You go back to the but, okay? So this person's a jerk. And so you might go, okay, I would like to tell him this, but, okay. Go ahead and say it. What is it? What one small action step would help you? That but tells you what your limited thought is. It tells you. So you have to move through this. You can transform it by understanding it. You'll notice that when you get more confident in who you are, and this doesn't mean that it's going to hit every single area of your life. Sometimes I'm more confident in one area than another area, for example. But it does all work together because it's all you. But when you start to get more confident like this in who you really are, you'll notice that things don't bother you as much. And when they don't bother you as much, you feel better. and you're less stressed, you're happier. You'll also notice that you're less afraid of taking a risk, saying the things you want to say, or doing something that you've always wanted to do. Every time you take action, you're reclaiming yourself. Now, I've got one more little idea to talk about to help you learn more about your fear. Michelle, I'm going to make a list on this. This is a fascinating new way to look at this. Well, thank you. I love exploring ideas. And everything I ever tell you is stuff I've worked on myself. And I have done almost 200 radio shows now, and I'm starting to feel like I'm running out of ideas, but Spirit doesn't let me down. I always get new ideas and new ways to look at things, so it's kind of fun for me. Before I tell you my one last idea about learning more about your fear and working with it, because I like this one a lot, so I do want to share it with you. Calling in, you can call in at 818-739-8818. You can call in. We can talk about, do mediumship reading. We can talk about this. We can talk about whatever you want to talk about. It's all good. Okay, now here's the last idea I have for you. To learn more about your fear and to learn how it can help you a little bit more. This is kind of a meditation thing as well. So you want to be in a relaxed state when you start. You want to be calm, a safe space. You want to be open, and you just kind of breathe and get relaxed so you're in that kind of state. And then what you want to do is you want to invite that fear to join you. Now, you've already identified the fear. You know that you have whatever it is, you know, some variation of not being good enough, whatever it is for you. You want to invite the fear to join you like a friend would. Okay, say, welcome, blah, 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 here. And what you want to do is, while you're in this state, is envision something coming towards you, a person, a figure, something coming towards you, because you want to notice the details of what this being looks like. Okay, you want to personify it a little bit. So if you have a... say you don't trust yourself, you don't trust your beliefs, you listen to other people rather than yourself, so you don't trust yourself. So as I would be sitting there in this meditative state, and I would be saying, okay, I don't trust myself, I invite that fear to come into me, and then as I, in my mind's eye, I might see a figure coming, and I look at it, and it looks dark to me. And as this figure comes closer, I can see it's dark, and I can see like beams, I'm going to say, of darkness coming off of it, okay? But I welcome this being here, because this is a friend for me. This is a person, so to speak, who has protected me from all sorts of things in my life, has protected me from criticism, judgment, has protected me from other people being jerks at me. So this is a friend that has protected me. So I want to welcome as a friend. So I personify this. And I'm like, thank you for coming. Thank you for being here today. Thank you so much for protecting me. But I'm feeling as though I need to move in a new direction now. I need to step out of this a little bit more and move into trusting myself, or whatever it is that we would need. So I'm moving into trusting myself. Can you help me with that? And you might feel an answer back, okay? I always tell people, when you're meditating, have paper nearby so you can write things down. So then what you might want to do is even name that being. So if you get angry a lot, so say your fear comes out with anger, maybe you have angry Amy living nearby, or maybe a doubting Debbie, or let's see, who else do we have? Self-conscious Kathy, or whatever, unconfident Carrie. You can just name this being and say, you know, this is great. Thank you so much. I appreciate the gift. So the positive side, and then can you help me with this, changing this realm? Now, angry Amy has a passion. There's a passion there. When somebody gets angry a lot, there's passion. That means they feel stuff. That's awesome. But she needs to use her words maybe a little more mindfully, you know, being more aware. Somebody like Pushy Pam. Pushy Pam tells everybody what to do all the time. It's got to be her way. Well, Pushy Pam needs to recognize that she's so pushy because she's trying to help other people and trying to help them live their best life. But what the positive side of Pushy Pam is, she's got to let people live on their own. So she's got to take out that accepting part inside of her and let that come out, to accept other people as they are and support them in the way they need rather than what goes for her. So you see how this works? This can be fun to play with. And it's basically just recognizing that the sphere has a positive side and there is a blessing within that that you can use, that it's going to help you. It's a fun little meditation. I should probably actually record that meditation. That might be helpful. Let me make a note of that. Record med, because it's sometimes it's a little bit easier when somebody is leading you through something like that, because otherwise if you have to think too much, it can get you out of your meditative state. Growing up from your fear, that's great, Janet. Growing up from your fear, yes. So we want to do that. We want to move through the fears. So anyway, that's my little topic of today, living an unlimited life by moving through our fears. This doesn't mean, again, that just because you've identified your fear, you know how it shows up in your life, that you're going to be fearless, okay? Courageous doesn't mean fearless. It means you know the fear is there. You know, Pushy Pam, Angry Amy, whoever. Whoever is there for you, you know it's there, but you also know you can work with it and still do what you want to do, still take the risk of being yourself. The whole point of living is to be ourselves, and we do that by learning and growing while we're here in the physical. So anyway, that is my stuff for today. Wasn't that fun? I had fun with that. So you can connect with me at psychicmediumcolleen.com. That's the quick link, because sometimes people can't spell van der Zyden, though it's actually very simple. Van der, and then Zy is Z-Y, den, van der Zyden. I have a new website person. I'm so excited. I can hardly wait till it is done. It's going to be amazing. So as soon as it's done, I will be telling you. But anyway, you can go there and sign up for my list if you want to, whatever you want to do. You can also find me on Facebook. And if you're watching me on Facebook now, you already know where I am. So you can follow me there. What we'll do, what do I want to do? Do I want to take a caller right away? I think I do want to take a caller right away. So you can call in. The number to call, 818-739-8818. And I'll try to avoid predictions just because. People are saying, yes, guided meditation. Okay, LaRonda. You can call. Sometimes I do random readings too. But I'm going to take somebody right now. So let's see who this is. But what I do is the last four numbers of your telephone number, and we'll go from there. So 5217. 5217. How are you today?
Hey, Colleen. Good. How are you?
Good. And who is this?
This is Leanne.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good, good. We spoke before.
Yeah. You know, it's going to be so much fun sometime. I'm going to, meet everybody at Lilydale. You're all going to have to introduce yourselves to me because I'll know your names, but I may not know your faces.
Oh, absolutely. I'm actually going up there for my birthday. I just made a plan for it.
Yay. Oh, how fun. I just did a client.
Very excited about that.
Oh, that's awesome. That is awesome. So how can I help you today?
Well, I'm actually just calling about your topic, just the whole, I was the one that commented about my fear comes out in anger. I changed my name on Facebook. I'm currently just struggling with moving forward with wanting to start a career and stuff. And, you know, I know I've spoken in the past about everything that's going on in my personal life, but I feel, you know, I feel deep down it's pushing me towards my career. But I still have that fear that because I'm not educated in what I want to do, that I'm not going to really make a difference. Like you, I've been trying to write a book, and I keep getting stuck in my head, and I really want to do motivational speaking one day, but I have this huge fear that you have to be educated and a PhD. Otherwise, I won't be taken seriously.
Yeah, and that's not true. You know, and there's a friend of mine who is an editor, a book editor, and she actually talks about writing your first book is you actually write it for yourself. It's to get your
right.
ideas out. And so it's for yourself. We get stuck because we think more about how other people are going to receive it rather
right.
than what we want to express. And it's taken me quite a bit of time to get to the point to realize that what I want to express is my opinion, and I'm doing the same thing you want to do, which is trying to help other people, you know?
Right,
so
right.
we have to just kind of step back into our power. When you were talking a little bit about getting angry, though, you get angry, do you get angry like out of the blue or for things that...
It's more reactive.
Overreactive? Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
It's more reactive. And I've worked very hard over the past year to release that. Which is why, you know, I'm able to recognize and just say, no, I'm not going to do that. It's not going to help any. But I feel, like you had mentioned, there is passion in it. And I feel that suppressing myself, I'm also suppressing my passion.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So I'm sort of like on that torn.
Yes. And also, here's an interesting thing. When we have overreactions to things or we get angry about things and it's just a little bit too much, what that really is your inner self calling you, saying, it's time, it's time. And your inner self is trying to get your attention. That's what's happening. It's saying, you've
okay.
got to do this because that's your path. And if and I would just about guarantee, you know, I don't want to say 100%, but really close to 100%, that if you actually sat down and started writing, you know, an outline, or if you've already got that going, you know, just even just making lists of what you want to cover, put it on a big whiteboard like I do, or whatever, I bet you as soon as you start taking more action towards that, I bet you your anger decreases and the overreactions decrease. Because you're taking action. I guarantee.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes
because
sense.
You're, yeah. It's amazing. Your inner self wants to come out. And if that's your calling, which it is, or else you wouldn't want to do it. Okay.
Right.
So it is a calling, and it's saying to you, it's time for you to get your message out there. And the idea of not being educated enough, or whatever, part of that comes from society. You know, you watch other people, it's, oh, I have all these degrees, or I've done this, or I've done that, and then we think, oh, we're not good enough, we don't know enough. And so that's when our fear comes out of not being good enough. But if you have a good message, even if you reach, you know, two people, let's just say you start out with two people and they're happy about it, or even,
right.
let's not even worry about any other people. Let's just think about you. When you get that going and you've got it happening, you're going to have such a feeling of satisfaction at the end, you know? So don't get too stuck in the future of what could happen, what people might think. But instead,
right,
it's all
right.
about you, you know? It's
I think
all
that's
about
my biggest
you.
Problem
not-
is I'm getting... Exactly. I get
yeah.
too stuck in the future. Like, what's my next step when I'm not focusing on my present step? And I agree, that's where a lot of my anger comes out. And I feel like giving up and just going back to the normal 9-to-5, that makes me completely miserable.
Exactly. And that's the thing, too, because if you do something that isn't right for you, you will be miserable. so
right, right.
That would be my suggestion, is to just start doing
okay.
it. Don't worry
right,
about
right.
it.
Just don't get stuck in the future.
Don't get stuck in the future. And you're writing for you. It's totally for you. And that will help.
Right.
Really will.
Right. Okay.
Well, thank you, Leanne. It was so nice talking to you.
I appreciate it. You as well. Have a nice night.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
It's so interesting because she was talking about getting stuck in the future. We're talking about that. And that happens so much. Leanne, I don't know if you're on Facebook, but Mick is saying maybe researching famous authors that had no formal training or education. That's a great idea, Mick. Thank you. Because sometimes, you know, we compare, we're comparing, but if we find some other people who just did it or just stepped into their power and did it, you know, it makes us feel a little bit more confident that it's okay. There's so many different people out there and so many different ways of doing things. Getting stuck in the future is definitely something that we all fall into, and it stops us from moving forward. We also miss what's happening right now, too. And we want to make sure we're experiencing this as well. Okay, so I do have a random spirit, so we're going to do random spirit time. How fun will that be? I want to talk, oh, this is interesting. Okay, this is new. I thought I was going to talk about twins, but I want to talk about triplets. Okay, so I want to talk about triplets. And I feel like I have a mom here on the other side who somehow is connected to triplets. Okay. And this mom on the other side, it's kind of interesting because I don't know if I'm getting drinking and smoking, but I'm feeling not taking care of my body so well when she's here in the physical. And I feel drinking and smoking and that. It was a different time, though, where we weren't as aware, you know, as we are now. So that's part of it. It's just the way it is. You know, so we all hang out together and drink, smoke, all of that. But I want to be talking, there's a connection here to triplets. There's a connection to illness, somebody sick someplace, everybody's getting all upset. We need to calm down is what the message is. We need to calm down. We just need to stay right where we are and not get too far ahead. Oh, I get it. So we don't want to get too far ahead in our thoughts, okay? We've got to enjoy the time we have here. So that is a little random spirit. There's something else, though. Hold on. Somebody would have had something wrong in the throat area. It almost feels like a cut in my throat. I'm not sure how that comes about, but it feels like a cut in my throat, like on the inside. So there's some connection with that, which may help identify whoever this person goes to. Very interesting, very interesting. Sorry. Okay, let's take another caller because I still have time. Look at that. I didn't like run out of time by talking too much tonight. It's amazing. The number is 6809. Hello, how are you?
Hello. Yes, hello. Thank you for taking my call. This is Mary, and I would like you to try to contact someone in the spirit world and see what they have to say regarding a current living situation.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay. I've got a man who's stepping in, actually, which for some reason surprised me. I don't know why, but I've got
a man. Yeah, it does surprise me, too.
Yeah, so we'll see where I go with this one, because I thought I had a female first, but I know it's a man stepping in. Because this man, as he comes in, this is a person who, when he was here in the physical, would not have been giving people advice, would not have been there, you know, reassuring people, that kind of thing. He's not that kind of person. He's not emotional. I know he loves people. He actually feels very fatherly, grandfatherly to me, by the way. And, you know, it's interesting because I can feel him being kind of matter of fact about things. And mm-hmm. I don't like whining. I don't like complaining. It's kind of like just don't, you know, I don't want to hear excuses, that kind of thing. Do you have anybody like that you can recognize?
It sounds kind of like my dad. He's the one that did the whining, and he didn't really want to hear your problems. He would rather switch to mom when it came to that.
he definitely doesn't want to hear stuff. He's straightforward, I guess I would say, you know, this is what you see, this is what you get. And there is a feeling of not wanting to, well, there's just low tolerance for crap. And interestingly, you're kind of the same way because you don't really like crap either. And and people whining and complaining can just drive you crazy. and it's like, stop, just do something and fix the problem instead of talking about it all the time.
That's
and I
right.
get the impression, so, yeah, it's funny, isn't it? I get the impression that sometimes people will still tell you things, you know, they want you to fix their problems. Do people do that
that's
with you?
That's right.
Oh, man, that's got to be frustrating for you. I feel like they, even though you have low tolerance for this, that doesn't really stop them. Part of it is you know what you're doing and you're on top of things. Okay. So that's part of it. And so they trust you to provide them with good guidance. But you also don't want to enable people. You
that's
don't
right.
want to make it easy for them. So you're not going to provide all the answers. So there is a bit of feeling with that around you. Do you have somebody around you who is wanting something from you all the time?
Yep.
You know, because I feel this like a draining energy. You know, and have you already done the tough love of basically get away?
It's getting nowhere.
Which is odd to me, actually, because it should be making a difference, but it's not.
No.
It seems like there needs to be another step. We need another step. I'm not sure what this is. Are you trying to get somebody to move out of your house?
No. Actually, I'm trying to make things work, so it doesn't come to that. Financially, it's not going to work. At least not at this time. So I'm trying to always be the peacemaker, and that's not working.
It's working.
And,
it's not well. Yeah. The reason I asked was because I was doing a key motion. I felt like I was locking a door, you know, and I wondered if that meant somebody leaving and you lock in the door. Now, of course, it could be symbolic of you know, saying, okay, I'm just not going to listen to this anymore. I'm just not. So you make that decision to separate from that, okay? And it doesn't have to be a physical separation, but you just basically, I don't want to say it's giving up. It's really accepting that you can't change something, okay? It's a little different than giving up. Giving up is a powerless thing. Accepting you can't change something is empowering. Okay, so it's kind of that feeling because I feel like I'm locking a door. It's funny, I'm saying locking, not unlocking a door. Yes, I'm locking a door. Interesting. So there is that. So I don't know if that will help you figure out what you need to do with that situation. Your father on the other side, he would not be putting up with anything either.
I probably would be in a better form to make a decision if there wasn't a real pressing financial situation as well. It probably would be easy, but
it would
right
be
now that's a major problem.
and you know. And it is interesting. So I want to make sure everybody's clear who's watching, as well as you, of course, that sometimes our choice of action doesn't have to involve big action, okay? Sometimes it is just involving, sometimes it's just involving changing our perspectives on something and being willing to stay with it. I had a similar situation where I had to stay in a certain situation because of financial reasons, and that was tough because it, you know, your body reacts. My body, I started getting anxiety and all sorts of things. So that, you understand.
Yes, they sure do.
And it's because our bodies are letting us know that we're doing something that's not really in alignment, but sometimes we do have to stay in a situation until it's a better time, okay? So in that case, we do have to figure out a way to separate the emotional aspects, have that line so that we don't drain our energies. you know. So sometimes we have to make that conscious choice. So you may end up having to do something like that until the time is right to take a different action if that feels right then, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The feeling I'm getting, I'm more concerned about your – okay, I think she'll stop talking soon. My blog talk lady is chatting. I'm more concerned about the emotional state that you're in. Because
mm-hmm.
I want to make sure that you can – conserve your power, not
right.
lose your power because of stuff happening outside of you. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So as long as you're making a decision to the best of your ability that you can right now to honor your own power, and if that means stepping back and just kind of going, you know what, it's just the way it is, I'm not going to let it bother me, and I'm just going to go do my own thing, okay, that's fine. So that's important. Are you having any kind of like palpitations or chest pain?
No, my issues involve stomach and a lower part of my stomach demand. It's a pre-existing condition, but it's aggravated by stress. Making it worse. Yeah.
Okay,
plus, 2 days ago, I had to put my cat to sleep, so
I'm
in a vulnerable state.
Yeah. It's so hard to lose our animals because they're our babies.
Yeah.
Right. And it is. And so in that case too, even more important that you take care of yourself, that you do what you have to do. And if
mm-hmm.
that means, you know, you take a nice long bath or you go for a long walk or you just go to the movies by yourself, whatever it is, you do those things, you know. And sometimes people feel that they don't have time or they can't or whatever. But no, we got to make the time to take care of ourselves and do what we have to do so we feel better. So that will help too. So make sure you do that. Yes, somebody on Facebook is saying that she's so sorry. She lost her cat as well recently. So they're
that
sending you love.
It seems to be a cycle. A lot of people are losing their cats lately.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Yeah,
it's a cycle, I think.
Yeah, and it's so hard when we lose an animal on top of having another issue in our lives because sometimes it's just the one thing too much, you know, where you just think, oh, you know.
Right,
so
I had to put quite a bit of money into trying to save him, so that kind of took quite a bit of my resources as well, so that's left me even more vulnerable because of the financial part. So I did what I could financially for him. Yeah.
Yeah. So we don't want to, you know, so just don't take any real action on anything except to take care of yourself, you know?
Right.
And like I said, step back if you have to a little bit, just to give yourself that space. You've got to have that space around you.
Definitely.
So that's really important. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mary, it was.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for your input, Colleen. I appreciate that. You always have some wise words for us out here.
Oh, thank you. And we'll all be sending you lots of love.
Thank you.
Lots of positive energy coming at you.
All right. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Have a blessed evening.
Bye-bye. Yeah, it's so hard, isn't it? Sometimes, you know, life can be hard, and sometimes it is that just that one thing that just puts us over the edge where we just go, oh, God, you know, and it could be anything, you know, and it doesn't even have to be as serious as losing our animal. It could be, you know, stubbing your toe or something. So life can be definitely a little bit of a challenge at times, can't it? So I do want to thank you all for watching and listening today. It's been fun talking to you and sharing my ideas with you. And for those of you who watch my Thursday show, it will not be happening this week. I have a little medical procedure on Thursday, so I don't think you want to see me Thursday night because I'll probably be even crazier than I normally am. So we won't have a show Thursday, but I will be back here next week on Tuesday. So I do want to thank you again, and you can follow me at my website, psychicmediumcolleen.com, or on Facebook, of course, and lilydaleassembly.org, and you can find out everything that is happening there. So much coming. I'm so excited. Maybe next week I'll talk more about what's coming. And if you have questions about things, feel free to put them in the comments, and then I can address them, just like we were kind of doing today. So if you have some ahead of time, you want to let me know about something you really want me to talk about, it'll be fine. Thanks. Oh, thank you all. Yeah, it should be fast healing. At least that's my hope. We'll see. It's no big deal as far as I know, so it's all good. Okay, so thank you. I guess I could hang up on my thing. Let me hang up Blog Talk first. It's always easier to do.